Good afternoon, Betsy. I'm listening.
Hi, Dr. Crane. My problem is that my husband wants to take me on a cruise for our anniversary.
Well, that sounds enchanting.
Yes, except I keep having this dream where I'm in our cabin and all of a sudden I see a few drops of water. It's starting to leak in, and at first it's just a trickle, and then it's a stream, and then it's gushing, pouring water everywhere, and there's nothing in the world that I can do to stop the flow.
Well, it's a very powerful image. Wouldn't you say so, Ron?
Roz agrees.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Fraser Crane. They told me he'd be up here.
Lilith, it's me, Roz Doyle.
Oh, yes, Fraser's fun-loving producer, who's apparently having a bit too much fun-loving.
You know, I'd love to send one back at you, but I gotta pee.
Well, that's all the time we have today. This is Dr. Fraser Crane wishing you a good day and good mental...
I'm sorry. Someone just walked in the room and frightened me. It's my ex-wife, so if you're a regular listener, you know what I'm talking about. We'll see you Monday.
Oh. Oh, hello, Lilith.
Surprise.
Yes, we're a little past that now, aren't we? Well, what brings you to Seattle?
I'm here for the National Conference on Self-Psychology.
Ah, and how is Frederick?
Fine. We have an amazing child.
Yes, we have. And Brian?
Fine. I have an amazing husband.
Yes, yes. So did you two get the gift basket I sent you for the holidays?
What did you do to her?
Nothing. I sent her a gift basket, fruits and festive nuts.
Oh, it's not the basket you knit. It's Brian. He left me.
Maybe I should go.
Oh, no. Everyone else knows it. You might as well know it, too. Brian was looking for someone a bit more feminine. And he found him. Oh, Stan Jablonski, that little hussy.
Oh, Lilith, oh, I am genuinely sorry.
I didn't know where to turn, but I knew somehow you would be here for me.
So you didn't come for the conference?
No.
Oh, yes. You know, you really shouldn't be alone tonight. Niles and I are attending a reception at the Union Club. Would you like to join us?
Oh, thank you, Fraser. I'd love to. I don't know if I deserve your compassion, but I feel better already just holding your strong, comforting hand.
Oh. You know, I'll always be here for you.
Oh. I could stay in these arms all day.
Yes, well, you'll have to excuse me. I have an appointment. Station manager. Very important. Can't be broken. I'll see you tonight. Bye-bye.
Hey. That's rough, leaving you for another man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea?
No, none at all. Stan was a contractor we'd hired to expand our master bedroom. It's ironic, isn't it? No sooner do I get the closet of my dreams than my husband comes out of it.
Oh, hello, Niall.
Oh, Fraser.
Well, that bun looks good.
Now, remember your diet.
Yeah. Speaking of buns I could do without, Lilith is back.
Oh, that explains why blood was pouring from all my faucets this morning.
Well, go easy on her. Her husband has left her. Get this. For a man.
Damn. I owe Dad $5.
Poor thing. I mean, she's obviously devastated. Her entire world's been turned upside down. But yeah, look who I'm talking to. No one knows better than you how a messy divorce can leave one. Strangely relaxed. Niles? Niles?
Yes.
Am I boring you?
Did I do it again? I'm sorry, Fraser. It seems I'm suffering through a bout of narcolepsy.
Good Lord. When did this start?
right after we started divorce proceedings. I checked with my doctor. I'm fine. It's a reaction to stress. It's my way of escaping the frustration of the whole ugly mess. But I'm terribly sorry. Please go on with what you're saying.
Well, obviously Lilith is distraught, and she's come to me to help her make sense of the whole thing. I find it just a bit disconcerting.
How so?
Well, we have a destructive pattern. Whenever she comes to me in need, I find her vulnerability highly desirable. Against my better judgment, we end up in bed, and I'm left with feelings of regret.
And you felt this way about her today?
Oh, baby.
Well, do your best to avoid her.
No, I can't. She's joining us at the Union Club tonight.
What? She's going to be there?
Oh, come on, lads. It's just a bunch of stuffed shirts talking about their portfolios and prostates.
Exactly, and you ruined it. Excuse me. Yes? One of Maris's cadre of lawyers. We've been over that. No, I can't. How dare you? She already has the house. I'm not even allowed to visit the koi pond.
Miles!
I'm not even allowed to visit the koi pond.
Oh, you give me that! He will call you back. Aren't we a pair? A narcoleptic and a weak-willed sexual obsessive. Look like a couple of brothers out of an O'Neill play.
Come on, boy, come on. Come, hey, Daph, come down here. I thought of a new trick.
Oh, I love animal tricks. You know, I was reading in a movie magazine where there's a stunt dog that they taught to ride a motorcycle into a burning building, pick up a baby in its teeth, then jump out the window to safety. What'd you teach Eddie?
To roll over.
You must be very proud.
Forget it, Eddie. Oh, hey, Niles.
Evening, Dad.
Hello.
Daphne.
Hello, Niles.
Sherry, I think we have time before Lilith arrives. What? You never said she was coming up here.
You just said you were going to dinner.
You never said she was coming up here.
It's just to rendezvous. It's all of 2 minutes.
But you never told me. You've been home an hour. You never told me. Not a word. Did he say anything to you?
No, nothing. You could have told us, you know. We could have made plans to be elsewhere.
Well, how come you didn't know about it? You just know these things. You're going to get a headache, don't you, for God's sake? I think you're supposed to...
All right, she's coming. Both of you, suck it up.
Lilith has had a devastating week. Her husband has left her. At least you can do a show a little compassion, unless, of course, you'd like to go hide in your rooms, because 2 minutes of polite conversation with a woman in need is too much to ask. Out of my way!
Me too!
Move it!
Remember, Fraser, I'm here for you if you feel yourself starting to weaken.
I'm fine. Believe me, I am in complete control.
Oh, baby.
Thank you, Fraser. I needed that. I treated myself to a little shopping this afternoon. Probably just a pathetic attempt to compensate for the battering my ego's taken recently. It's pretty transparent, huh?
No, but if you stand in the light, maybe
Fraser.
I could...
Niles, sorry to hear your marriage ended in a shambles.
Ditto.
Now that we've got the pleasantries out of the way, let me take your rep.
Oh, thank you.
Yowza. Oh, Lilith, that dress is stunning.
Fraser, may I see you in the kitchen?
No.
It's from a new couture line called Encore.
Oh, well, bravo. I can almost feel the curtain rising.
Fraser? Excuse us, we'll be right back. Eddie will entertain you.
Hello, Eddie.
Her lily white hide. She knows what she's doing dressing like that.
Woman plays me like a lute. Well, I guess you know a thing or two about that.
Huh. God, look at me. I got all the resistance of a horny stag. Niles, you gotta help me through this. Niles! Niles!
Did I do it again?
Yes. You fell asleep with your cheek right against the ice tray.
Oh, that's so strange. I dreamt I was tangoing with Maris.
Niles? I need your help resisting Lilith.
All right, all right. Let me think. I think I have the answer. When you feel yourself yielding to her, summon an image so repellent you'll be incapable of any sexual desire. Remember the summer we were at Uncle Henry's farm? We found that dead horse lying in the hot sun, crawling with maggots?
Yes, of course.
Oh,
Hold on to that picture. You can ride that horse to safety.
Thank you, Niles. I think that might just do the trick. When it comes to an ugly image, you can't beat a dead horse.
All right. Feel up to facing her again?
Yes. Let her bat her eyes all she wants to. She can push her breasts up to Canada. I won't budge.
Morning.
Morning.
My God! What did we do? What did we do?
Well, first you put your...
I know what we did! What do we do now?
Let's try to stay calm. These things happen. They happen every day. Every day in Arkansas! Fraser is going to kill us. Oh. Why did you have to look so damn bewitching all evening?
Why'd you have to drive me home and walk me to my door?
Oh, there's no point in pointing fingers. We both know why this happened. Last night was simply two wounded people overcome with loneliness and confusion and...
Tequila shooters.
Who's that?
Don't panic. No one knows we're here.
I told Fraser I was driving you home.
Why did you do a stupid thing like that?
Well, it wasn't stupid at the time. How did I know the minute we got in this room you'd be on me like a hawk on a titmouse?
Just be quiet. Who is it?
Room service, ma'am.
Oh, that's right. We ordered breakfast last night.
Good morning, ma'am. Good morning, sir. I have eggs Benedict and eggs Florentine.
Oh, did you bring ketchup?
No. I'm sorry, let me get that for you right now.
Ketchup on eggs Florentine?
Oh, your first breakfast together?
Just get it.
Now I remember ordering this. It's the breakfast I always have after a night of passion.
Eggs Benedict? That's very rich.
I only have it once a year.
That was quick.
Lilith, are you away?
It's Fraser.
Oh, my God.
Just a second.
What do we do?
Hide in the bathroom.
No, not you.
Wait a minute, wait. Take the cart with you.
Wait. Food in the bathroom?
Hello, Fraser. What are you doing here?
Surrendering, Lilith. I'm yours.
Oh, no, Fraser.
No, please, please don't punish me for playing hard to get last night. It was everything I had to resist you.
Well, this isn't right.
Who cares? Lilith, can you honestly tell me that when you were lying in your bed last night, you weren't thinking about me?
Yes.
Oh, drop the mask, Lilith. We both know why you came to Seattle. We both know why you dressed so enticingly last night.
Oh, it's...
There's someone in your bathroom.
No, it's a defective toilet. It's been doing that all night. I think I'll just go check it right now. Niles!
Yes?
I fell asleep. I flushed the toilet.
Damn. Is he still here?
Yes, he wants to make love to me.
Does the man have no scruples? He specifically asked me last night to keep him away from you, but the minute my back is turned, he sneaks back here, and yes, I'm aware of the irony.
I'll just ask him to leave. My God.
My goddess.
Room service.
Go away.
Well, I have your ketchup, ma'am.
Not necessary.
Okay, but I need the bill.
Later.
Well, let's just take care of this.
I'm sorry to disturb you. Here's the ketchup. Sorry it took so long. I still need the bill. Where's the cart?
In the bathroom.
Why is the breakfast cart in the bathroom?
I was going to take a hot bath while I ate.
Still, food in the bathroom.
Be right back.
Well, this is a little embarrassing. It's, my ex-wife, we're sort of reconnecting.
Yes, sir. That's wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, who knows? It may just work out this time.
Okay.
There you go. There's a generous tip in there for you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, say, listen, while you're still here, why don't you send up an order of Eggs Benedict? No reason why she should eat alone.
Okay.
Now, where were we?
Oh, this isn't a good time for this, really.
Why not, Lilith?
Oh.
Please, we're alone. We're here. You need your Fraser. What the hell was that?
Wait, Fraser, no, don't go in there, wait!
Niles!
Yes.
My God!
Fraser, I'm sorry.
Fraser, oh, it was a mistake.
My God!
Misguided mistake. Don't...
Stop it, Niles, stop it! Don't tell me how or why! I just gotta get out of here!
Fraser, you...
This is my worst nightmare.
You have egg on your face.
That is an understatement.
No actual egg. It's in your hair, too.
I knew you couldn't stay mad at us.
I'm in a bathrobe, you jackass!
I can understand your shock. And believe me, if I could erase everything that happened last night, I would. But if you could just look at this rationally, just for a moment... We didn't technically do anything wrong.
What? You didn't do anything wrong?
I'm a little unclear on that myself, but I'm willing to go along with it.
You and I are no longer married. Neither is Niles. I won't say this is my shining hour, but we are not responsible to you or anyone else for our actions.
You're actually defending what you did?
Just listen. The past few days have been the worst of my life. I have never been less self-assured, more in need of validation, both as a person and especially as a woman. Niles was feeling the same thing.
Exactly. Wait a minute.
Our physical reaction to each other was nothing more than a desperate attempt to reaffirm our own worth.
Well, that is very impressive, Dr. Sternin. But I, too, happen to be a psychiatrist. Let me tell you what actually transpired. This was a passive-aggressive manifestation of your deep resentments toward me. Niles, you were punishing me for my notoriety. You for my successful adjustment after our divorce. It is this shared bond that brought the two of you to your palace of sweet revenge.
Allow me to rebut. What a crock!
It is not!
It is so! This is yet another example of your complete self-absorption, which is the reason we could not stay together in the first place.
I have a right. Why am I defending myself?
If you ask me, you are both off the mark. Last night was about two people ruled by very powerful superegos, tortured by them, who found a chance, however misguided, to break through and rediscover their ids together. Call me an old softy, but that's how I see it.
Okay, then. The three of us have certainly analyzed the crap out of this.
Yes. Where do we all go from here?
I don't know.
That's my cell phone. It's in my jacket pocket. Hello, Niles Crane.
You realize if you had simply given in to me last night instead of this morning, the three of us would not be in this hell.
No. It would be the two of us in a whole different hell.
Well, I don't give a damn. I've been manipulated by you jackals enough. I'll see you in court. The very idea that Maris still thinks she could... Hey. I'm not sleeping. That conversation should have put me out like a light.
Well, it's not surprising. Your experience with Maris has been emasculating. Last night may have gone a long way toward restoring your self-confidence.
Of course. And by the same token, you can now give up the neurotic assumption that Brian left you because you're unattractive. You have ample evidence to the contrary.
Well, yes, I have. Well, to hell with Brian. If he wants a prissy little wife, he can keep Stan.
Oh, isn't this peachy? Everything's turned out just fine for everyone. You two have solved your problems. The waiter received a handsome tip. Niles and I have matching bathrobes. And looky here, it's not even 9:30 yet.
Frasier, try to understand.
Yes, what happened last night was just...
Oh, stop it, both of you! Enough! It happened, and I'm just going to have to deal with it. I suppose, in a twisted way, there is one positive for me in this. You see, Lilith, I have never stopped desiring you. Even though I know we are completely wrong for each other. But now, from this day forward, whenever I look at your face, I will see the back of my brother's head! And that is one bucket of ice water, let me tell you!
You know, Frasier...
Enough, Lilith.
All right. Maybe I'll just go... have some breakfast.
Are we okay?
No, we're not. But we will be.
Well, that's enough for now. We're an odd little family, aren't we?
Room service.
Here's your eggs, Benedict, if you could just... Okay.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Oh, my.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.